Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Grow Rich with the Power of Compounding is a short personal finance and wealth creation book by Praveen Kumar and Prashant Kumar. It is built around a single core idea: compounding is one of the most powerful forces in money growth, and ordinary individuals can benefit from it if they begin early, stay consistent, and avoid financial habits that work against them. The book is written as an accessible guide rather than a technical finance text, which is why it emphasizes simple explanations, small examples, and practical reminders about saving, investing, and patience. Its purpose is educational and motivational at the same time. It tries to show how time, discipline, and reinvestment can turn modest amounts into meaningful wealth, while also warning that debt, inflation, and poor timing can damage financial progress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, compounding as the central engine of wealth creation. The book is organized around the idea that compounding is not just a useful financial concept, but the main driver of long-term wealth accumulation. The authors present it as a principle that allows even small sums to grow substantially when returns are repeatedly reinvested over time. This framing matters because it shifts attention away from chasing high income alone and toward the behavior of money once it is saved or invested. Instead of treating wealth as something reserved for experts, the book argues that compounding is available to almost anyone. That democratic message is one of its defining features. The logic is simple but powerful: the earlier money begins to work, the more time it has to build on previous gains. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who need a clear explanation of why consistency and patience often matter more than large initial capital. Secondly, time, early investing, and the critical mass effect. A major theme in the book is that time is the hidden partner of compounding. The authors repeatedly stress that it is never too late to start, but they also make it clear that starting early produces a far stronger outcome because growth accelerates over longer periods. Their discussion of critical mass in compounding points to the stage where the accumulation of gains begins to feel more noticeable, helping readers understand why the first years can seem slow, while later years can become much more productive. This is an important corrective to short-term thinking, since many investors abandon disciplined saving before compounding has time to become visible. The book also uses the familiar idea of a dollar a day to show that regularity can matter more than size. The implication is practical, modest, but persistent investing habits, maintained over enough time, can outperform irregular and emotionally driven decisions. Thirdly, why reverse compounding, inflation, and debt can destroy progress. The book does not present compounding only as a positive force. It also explains the reverse side of the same principle, where losses, debt, and poor financial decisions compound against a person over time. This is one of the book's most useful ideas because it shows that financial damage is often cumulative rather than immediate. A small borrowing problem, if ignored, can become much larger through interest charges and repeated delays in repayment. Inflation is discussed in a similar way. If money is not growing fast enough, purchasing power can erode even when nominal balances appear stable. By including these risks, the book gives a more complete picture of wealth creation. It is not enough to save and invest. One must also avoid forces that quietly reduce value. This balanced treatment makes the book more realistic than purely inspirational money guides because it explains both the upside and the downside of compounding. Fourthly, finding investable dollars through spending discipline and leverage. Another practical dimension of the book is its focus on where investment money comes from in the first place. Rather than assuming extra cash will simply appear, the authors encourage readers to identify dollars that can be redirected from everyday spending into productive use. This turns wealth creation into a question of financial discipline and conscious allocation. The book also touches on leverage for higher returns, which introduces the idea that growth can sometimes be enhanced by using borrowed or structured capital carefully. However, the broader message is cautionary leverage can improve outcomes only when it is controlled and understood, because it can also amplify losses. The emphasis on finding investable dollars makes the book useful for readers who feel they do not earn enough to begin. It reframes investing as a habit supported by budgeting choices, not as a privilege reserved for the already wealthy. Lastly, a simplified reference-style guide to basic wealth education. The writing style and structure of the book are part of its appeal. Reviews and descriptions consistently suggest that it is short, easy to understand, and designed for quick reading rather than dense theory. That makes it function as a reference guide people can revisit when they want a reminder of the basic logic of compounding. Its educational value lies less in advanced portfolio strategy and more in reinforcing foundational money habits: start early, invest regularly, respect time, and avoid financial erosion. For readers who are new to personal finance, this simplicity is a strength because it lowers the barrier to entry and reduces intimidation. For more experienced readers, the book may feel elementary, but it still serves as a compact refresher on a principle that is often underestimated. In that sense, its contribution is not complexity, but clarity. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a straightforward introduction to wealth building through compounding, especially beginners, young savers, and anyone who needs a clearer reason to start investing consistently. It is also useful for readers who understand the basic idea of compounding but have not yet translated that idea into daily financial behavior. The main benefit is practical awareness. It explains why small, regular actions can outperform sporadic efforts, and why delay, inflation, and debt can quietly undermine progress. As a result, the book offers more than encouragement. It provides a simple framework for thinking about money over time. What distinguishes it from many other personal finance books is its narrow focus. Rather than covering a broad range of investing strategies, it concentrates on one principle and explains it in an accessible, repetitive, and memorable way. That makes it less sophisticated than advanced finance titles, but also easier to absorb and apply. Readers looking for technical market analysis will likely want more depth elsewhere. Readers looking for a concise, motivational, and conceptually clear guide to compounding will find it well aligned with their needs. Its value lies in turning an abstract financial principle into something immediate and actionable. If you would like to support Praveen Kumar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.